Oh, sorry.
Hello.
Hi, I'd like to call to order the Cultural Service Historic Preservation and Tree Advisory Board. It's Monday, January 5th, 2026. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call.
Ms. Canny is not present. Ms. Keese?
Here.
Mr. Schaefer?
Here.
Ms. Finch?
Here.
Ms. Bell?
Here.
Ms. Vanderbeek?
Here.
Mr. Miller?
Here.
We have a quorum present with 7 members present.
Thank you.
6 members present, I'm sorry.
The oath of office. Oh, yeah. Oath of office first, I guess.
Yes. Ms. Keese, Ms. Finch, Ms. Vanderbeek, and Mr. Miller, if you will all stand, please, and raise your right hands. I will administer the oath of office, and if you agree, please state so by saying I do or I will at the end. I, Debbie Keese, Elizabeth Finch, Susan Vanderbeek, and David Miller, a citizen of the United States of America and resident of the Tonopah-Sinlet, being appointed to the Cultural Services Historic Preservation and Tree Advisory Board of the Tonopah-Sinlet, Florida, do hereby solemnly swear or affirm that I will support the Constitution of the United States of America, the laws of the state of Florida, and the charter and ordinances of the Tonopah-Sinlet, that I am duly qualified to serve under the Constitution of the state of Florida and the charter of the Tonopah-Sinlet, and that I will well and faithfully perform the duties of the board on which I am about to enter, so help me God.
I do. Will.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you. Okay, moving on to 2B, election of chair. Is there any nominations?
I move to nominate Liz Finch.
I second it. Well, thank you very much for your support. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, election of a vice chair. I move to elect Debbie Keys as vice chair.
This is a payback.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, that's done. Adoption.
I'm sorry, if we could get another second.
I'm sorry.
Ms. Vanderbeek would be a voting member today. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Got it?
Yes.
Okay. All right, adoption of the agenda. Did you take a look at the agenda for today?
Yes.
Anyone want to make a move to adopt the agenda?
I make a motion to adopt the agenda.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Approval of the minutes from June 2nd. Did you get a chance to review the minutes?
I move to accept the minutes.
I second.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, moving on. Cultural service update, Jackie.
Good morning, board members,
Jackie.
For our first morning meeting. Very exciting. I just wanted to welcome everybody to the new year and especially our new members. I believe you've received my email just welcoming you all. My door and my phone line is always open if you ever have any questions. As of this past year, we had the Cultural Services Department had 32 programs and events, hosting just over about 1,000 people within those programs and events. Mostly what our department has been doing is focusing on a newer pickleball reservation system, and we're working to make it substantially more complete than the previous. We're doing some thorough testing before we deploy that to the public, and our goal is to get that out to the public this month. If everything goes well, that's what we're focusing on these past few months. So we're excited to get that out and hopefully meet more expectations for the residents as well as for our community as well. And that's all I have, if you have any other questions.
Oh, perfect. Anyone have any questions for Jackie? No? Well, thank you, Jackie. Public Works update. Stephen? Oh, Stephen's not here.
He should be on his way.
Okay. Should we move on? Can we move on to the next one then? Okay. New business. Review of the Ponce Inlet Veterans Memorial Development Plan. Before Mark starts, I just want to disclose that Mark and I have talked about this, and I have been down to the Veterans Memorial, and I've taken a look at what we're going to be looking at today.
Good morning, Council, Board, I'm sorry, and I apologize for my voice right now. I'm at the tail end of this bug. Seems to be a long tail to it. And Happy New Year to you all. I know you've been provided a packet, but me being who I am, I decided let's spruce it up a bit, given I'm a background, I have a background in sales and marketing, so time for a presentation. Why are we here, basically? Wanted to give everyone a bit of an update. The original memorial was constructed in 2011, dedicated in 2011. And at the time, the founders of the Memorial Association thought that they would never fill all the pavers at the memorial. Turns out, 11 years later, they're filled. They're filled. And as a result, we're unable to recognize any veterans in Ponce Inlet, at the Ponce Inlet Memorial. So we looked at what options there would be to expand the memorial, whether or not it was increased pavers around the memorial, create a pavilion to the north side of the memorial, or create walls to accommodate it. The last option definitely proved to be the most attractive because of the relative ease of construction, smooth transition to the existing memorial, and our plan with adding stainless steel plaques to the walls, the resilience associated with that those stainless steel plaques just won us over, and that it would create a stunning appearance as a whole. This is the original architect's drawing or depiction of what the memorial would look like. And when we received this, it really spawned a discussion about the visibility of the memorial. So as we took a step back, we said, okay, what other things should we look at? It's just not putting two walls up. We want to provide an improved visual access, visual impact. We want a buffer, and I have a picture later on that shows why the north view from the lighthouse or from the memorial to the lighthouse. We felt that the Ayers Memorial coquina and plaque just really needed to be upgraded. And we knew we had to comply with the lighthouse overlay district requirements, which basically means you can't obstruct the view of the lighthouse from any constructed entity, whatever you might build. You can't obstruct the view. And relocate items that detract from the appearance of the park at all. So let's take a little walk. Everyone hopefully is familiar with this. You're welcomed by a trash can. Mm-hmm. By a poop bag dispenser and another trash can. And as you see, or you actually can't see the memorial at all. You have to continue down the path, and as you see, the memorial itself continues to have some visual obstructions. And our objective is to eliminate those visual obstructions so that as soon as you enter the park, you would be able to see the memorial and its expansion in its entirety. Where are we today? The block walls with special rebar are completed, and we have the engineer here right behind me that was instrumental in designing this. These are 100-year walls, given the construction. There's nothing that's going to damage these walls. They're covered in pure black granite. Pavers were delivered for installation. They are sitting at Public Works as we stand here today. And thus construction was stopped as a result of residents challenging the approval process. They didn't come to us. They went right to the town. And indeed, the town identified that the process was not completed as it should have been. So we're making sure that we follow every step that's required in that process in order to get final approval. Task to complete: remove of trees which impede or compromise the paver installation. We obviously want to ensure that once the pavers are down, the leveling that is going to take place is not compromised by the root systems of trees in the immediate vicinity of the paver area. And there are three trees that do that. We're going to be grading the area to ensure that any runoff doesn't compromise the area. We anticipate that we'll be able to install about 900 pavers, which is a little bit more than we have in the existing memorial area. The walls will accommodate 300 plaques per wall, or 600 in total. So our hope is that we will be able to recognize up to 1,500 more veterans as a result of this expansion, which should take us far beyond my lifetime and probably far beyond 20 years. And we anticipate installing uplighting to the walls, not downlighting, but uplighting, subtle but very impactful lighting. Visual access improvement: removal of the tree and bush around the coquina and adding potentially some low-growth perennials to really highlight that coquina and the plaque that's there, and possibly look at replacing that plaque with maybe a brass plaque that, again, stands out and recognizes her contributions. Remove of the tree in front, which obstructs the view of the memorial, and it limits seating in front of the memorial for our ceremonies. And then 8, same thing, removal of the tree on the left side, which significantly obstructs the view from walkway and view of seating the seated attendees at ceremonies. Landscaping. Our landscaping design was done by the same individual that did the landscape design for the community center. And if you're aware of the landscaping at the community center, it's far better than it ever has been. It's impactful, it's simple, and it's attractive. We're going to add siding to both sides. Right now, if you go down there, it's spotty grass and all. The plan is to try and create much more of a smooth, leveled area that's sodded, so it will be an improved seating area for everyone attending our ceremonies. And there is irrigation line. There are irrigation lines down there, and we will hook up to those in order to provide the necessary irrigation. That's just an expanded view, and I think you have this in your handout, identifying all of the plants that we would be installing. So we're looking at the removal and replacement, emphasis on replacement, of 6 trees. The top 3 are the ones around the paver area, and then the other 3 are ones that will increase the visibility of the memorial as soon as you enter the park and as you make your transition down to the entrance of the memorial. The last thing is, if you stand at the memorial and look to the north towards the lighthouse, this is what you see. You see a chain link fence with barbed wire. We don't think that really complements a Veterans Memorial, and our plan would be with the replacement trees to buffer that so that that becomes less visible, if not disappear. That's it, folks. Questions?
Yes, I do have a couple of questions, but does anyone else before I start?
One thing I forgot to mention, if you don't mind, is as we looked at this, it's been a goal of ours. You know, we are one of 55 nationally recognized regional veterans memorials in the country, only one of 55. Our long-term plan is to be able to get it recognized even further, and that's by getting our signage on I-95. Underneath the lighthouse, have us identified on the signage going north and south that people know that, hey, there's a very special Veterans Memorial here in Ponce Inlet. Now, obviously, we have to get support of the town, work with the town to apply to Florida Department of Transportation and also probably the Department of Transportation in Washington, D.C., because it is an interstate. But long-term, that's what our hope is that we create such a special place, such a special Veterans Memorial, that it warrants being recognized. Thank you.
Chair Finch, may I preface just before discussion?
Yes.
Okay, so the board is asked to provide feedback and make recommendations to the town council at this meeting regarding the overall development plan with specific focus on the major components outlined in Attachment 1. The materials presented are conceptual in nature. So what the board is being asked at this meeting is to focus on the feedback under the major components list. So these bullets do not include tree removal aspects that was discussed. Just anything beyond the major components is not what's being discussed. But if you do have questions during this time about that aspect, Mr. Lear is here present if you have any questions pertaining to that as well. But just for the board's feedback is only for the major components listed in Attachment 1.
Thank you very much for that heads up, because I was going to say that's not what I had gotten in my packet, everything that you have brought up. Okay, I have question number one. This is in the town's park, so it's a memorial inside our park, right?
Correct.
Were you in 2011 given a certain area that it could be in, or it can be as big as you want or as small as you want, or...
In 2011, the town entered into an agreement with the Veterans Association for the use of an area so we could construct the original memorial.
Right.
That area was basically the entire park. We are in final discussions now, and they're conducting a survey to limit our area to just a section around the memorial, so it will be a very defined section of the park reserved for the use of the Veterans Association.
Okay, so it will be...
It will be limited to a very specific area.
Okay. Let me see what I did have. Now, the parts that we, as a board, are looking at for everyone up here is the Wall of Remembrance, the stones, which I think are beautiful. I think that's a great idea. The lighting, I agree. I was there and I was looking at the other lights that were there. The paver area, I just have a question about that. Where the granite is.
Yes.
So the pavers will go up to that and around that?
Correct.
Okay,
that would completely surround both walls.
Both walls.
That was
okay.
My question,
correct.
Too.
Okay. And then the grass slopes down and all of that stuff. So you would fill in and put sod, is that what you're saying?
Correct.
Behind that?
Correct.
How far are you talking about thinking about doing that?
The sod?
Yeah.
Up to the area that we're allowed to include, which will, I don't have that map here. But it will go all the on the north side
Okay.
All the way to about 6 feet or so, 4 to 6 feet from the lighthouse fence. And then on the south side, all the way, there's a utility pole to the south side of the memorial area.
Right.
And all the way down to that. So it will be, again, within the parameters that are set forth by the town as far as the property that we're allowed to use.
Okay. And you mentioned that there is irrigation there. I was wondering that myself. Oh, you mentioned something about the Coquina stone.
Yes.
And fixing, that's the one that says Kay and Aries Davies?
Correct.
Just moving that up closer to...
That optimally would be what we would like, is to move it, but I think that's up to the town for us to get permission from the town. We just would like to remove that brush that's around it because it's not attractive at all. It doesn't lend yourself to looking at the coquina and what's there and recognizing you know, their contribution. So we want to upgrade it, I guess. And again, potentially with another plaque that identifies this park as, you know, the Aries and Veterans Memorial Park.
Oh, you want to put your veterans
on there? That's a thought that we had, yes.
Okay. The garbage can that's in the center
there
when you come. Yes, it is not attractive. Well, it's not attractive to me because it says garbage on it or trash. But I understand their reasoning. They don't want anyone driving down there. But it has to be something that can be movable because we need to get, the town needs to get down there.
Correct.
At times.
Correct.
So did you have a suggestion as to what you would prefer?
Thought would be to put in place a removable post. And if you, what are they called?
Bollard.
Okay.
That would be removable for any traffic that needed to get down that pathway. But again, it wouldn't have signage on it. Just it would be self-evident that, okay, you're not going to drive any vehicle down here.
Right, right. Okay. Does anyone else have any questions, please?
I want to know, is there any way you could put something, to, a signage, when you enter Ponce Inlet on Atlantic, to the memorial, like some type of acknowledgement that it's there and straight ahead, or
on Dunlawton now there's signage for the lighthouse, and our plan would be to include that, and I think that's county road, so apply to the county along with the state as we look at getting recognition on I-95 to put our signage there pointing to our memorial. Right on Dunlawton before you hit Atlantic.
What about when you enter into Ponce Inlet, though, right up here, right over here? Right when you enter.
On Atlantic?
Yeah.
I thought.
I just thought maybe you might have something when you enter our town, right there where that sign is, you know. To
something
about.
Good idea.
Acknowledging that it's there. And it's
we post signs when we have some ceremonies, but you're right, a permanent sign would help. Yeah. Agreed.
I have a question.
Yes, Debbie.
So where are you going to move the trash cans and the doggy poop station?
We'll enter discussions with the town about how to best do that. One thought would be to put it more towards the pavilion. You know, you have the walkway to the pavilion, and then people picnic there, you know, or in the pavilion, so that might be a convenient place. But that'll be as much up to the town.
But we'll just move it somewhere.
Yes. Yeah. We need trash receptacles, clearly.
Poop yeah.
Yeah. And the poop station, maybe at the other end.
There's one at the other end.
Oh, okay. Maybe we don't need two then.
No, we need two.
Right.
Another question.
Yes.
The electrical pole, who would pay for that, the removal of
Don't know. I mean, we've talked, you know, Mike Disher and the mayor and I had a brief conversation about the possibility of FPNL moving that because it really is unattractive, to say the least.
Well, all of the poles going along there, you know, but yes. I can't imagine just moving that one pole and running the wires back and forth.
Correct. That's something for us to pursue jointly with the town.
Right. Okay, so we are looking at the walls of remembrance, the lighting, the paver area, the grass area, and moving the electrical pole. That's what we're looking at right now, correct?
And
that's
the landscaping,
correct.
You said?
No.
Oh, not the landscaping.
I want to say something. I think you did a great job in presenting that. And there was a lot of, I know there's a lot of work involved in that. So you did a great job.
Thank you. It takes a team, which luckily our association has some very willing and able members to help.
When you do, and the landscaping as far as the grass between the memorial and the sods, that's what we're talking about right now, the major components. Who will maintain that? Public Works?
That'll be up to us. That will be designated as our maintenance responsibilities as it stands now. That's part of the discussions we're having with the town, but we're fully prepared to do that. And actually, I'm not sure you folks know, but the community center has outsourced its grounds maintenance to a private company, and they're doing a very good job, and that's might be an add-on for this company. It wouldn't be a significant cost, but they're at the community center every week. And so if it's ours, then we would probably outsource it because some of us are getting a little bit too old to be pushing mowers around.
Yes, it's true. Okay, so any other questions from...
I had a question. On the plaques on the granite wall, is that going to be on both sides or just one side?
Both sides. On both sides.
So that's 300 plaques?
I'm sorry?
So how many plaques is that on both sides?
It'll be 300 plaques on
each side.
I'm sorry, 150 plaques on each side for a total of 300 on each wall.
Okay.
And on the ends of the wall, we plan to acknowledge significant donors with stainless steel plaques going down. On the ends.
Great. Thank you.
No questions. Anything from the audience? Anyone? Okay, so staff, you're asking us to make a recommendation to town council on these points, the major components. Does anyone want to make a motion?
I make a motion that we accept it.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, we'll pass it on then to town council.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all. Appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Okay. Oh, budget items. This is always fun.
Well, Mr. Wargo is present if you'd like to go back to his
item. Oh, yes, I'm sorry, Steve. Update?
My apologies for my tardiness. Tennis courts, we've got proposals and we're moving forward with getting ready to do the tennis courts resurfacing. We have proposal in and we'll be getting ready to start painting the restrooms at Davies Park as well as restaining the pavilion. The entire pavilion will be restained, including the rafters and stuff that are just regular wood right now, so that will help preserve it better. Also, Public Works is getting proposals for Ponce Preserve restroom doors, Timaquan restroom doors, and Davies Park restroom doors so that we can get those doors fixed and repaired so they work properly. Mm-hmm. And we'll be moving forward with getting all that done. And that's all that I got right now.
That's fine. Thank you very much. Any questions?
I have a question as far as restroom doors. I know they deteriorate. They It makes it hard to close a lot of times. Is it possible to get something like a fiberglass door to make it more durable? Would that be up to code? Or?
Right now, from what we've seen and what we've talked with contractors about, is it's not as much the door as it is the hinges and, you know, the how the doors are closing and stuff. One of the things is we're going to be looking at better door closers rather than spring hinges, because spring hinges, yes, they go bad a lot quicker than an actual good door closer. So we'll be looking into that, and we'll be looking into repairing the door frames, and so that everything looks good and everything works properly.
When I was at the dog park the other day, and thank you so much. You've done a wonderful job around the town, and you're on it when we need anything. But somebody wanted me to ask, if you're sitting on the benches and you look straight, I took a picture I can show you, but it's hard to see it. There's a little stick, stump thing, root maybe, sticking up, and they thought it was dangerous. I didn't know if when the guys were going by they could cut it off.
Yep, I'll look into that.
Yeah, that's all.
Anyone else for Steve? Thank you very much. Okay, now we can go on to the budget items.
All right, thank you. Today's board meeting begins one of many to open discussion and seek input from this board on budget proposals. The purpose for this discussion is to provide staff feedback on whether to propose these items, not to review any design or cost estimates. With multiple items for discussion, I'd like to review each one by one and receive the board's consensus, if that's okay, Chair.
Yes, that's fine.
All right, so item number one is temporary staffing. So that's for events and programs. So staff has experienced consistent decline in volunteer capacity over the past few years in large-scale events as well as smaller programs. Volunteer burnout and loss of a key reoccurring high school senior next year will further this effect. Staff has scaled back certain elements and have noticed a similar challenge locally. Although staff cannot pinpoint the cause, temporary staffing support could help maintain expected service levels and our grant obligations. For this item, staff is requesting feedback on whether to pursue budget options for temporary staffing.
It is difficult to get people to volunteer. That is for sure. We're finding that all over town. Anyone have any suggestions? So you feel that we have to scale back?
We have been this past year.
Yes.
And I think if I really just don't know how to predict, just based off of the experience that we had this past year, a lot of our loyal volunteers, they shouldn't feel obligated to continue to keep rescuing us. The biggest challenge that I'm about to talk about most recently was Halloween and the tree lighting. We only had 2 volunteers for the tree lighting, which is not typical. And then for Halloween, it was a last-minute effort by word of mouth through minors saying, hey, come have fun with me and help with the hayride. So it's just becoming increasingly challenging, especially also at smaller programs. It's hard for us to maintain and manage it just by ourselves setting up and breaking down. It's pretty minimal for smaller programs, but it's still just the added volunteer aspect would be very helpful too. But it's mostly for programs and events that we're looking for this assistance for.
Right.
And just based off of the trend of this past year. And the past, I'd say at least 2.5 years, that it's been a slower decline, but it's been most noticeable these past 6 months.
And everybody does attend it in town. I mean, everyone really appreciates all that you've offered or the town offers during this time. So I hate to see any of it stop. So if it comes down to having to hire
temporary optimal amount of volunteers you'd like to see?
Oh, goodness. It varies from program to program. We're still adding up each
one program versus events, how many we would need for each one, to specify how many hours we would need for temporary staffing, which we can bring back at the next meeting. It ranges from the tree lighting, we need minimally 10 would be great. Halloween, 40 because of the hayride, haunted hayride. It just depends on the program and the event and its needs. At the worst case scenario, if we don't have temporary staffing, we'll probably just try to meet our grant requirements and continue with the annual events, but just kind of modify those events to make sure that the quality is still there.
And how do you advertise that you need volunteers for these things?
Yeah, so we put that out on social media. All of our town advertising, we do Facebook, Nextdoor, our resident email. We put out urgent emails as well. That's what we did for our Halloween and our tree lighting. We also put out our volunteer opportunities through a lot of our PR stuff. So we have like hometown news, radio stations, et cetera. We then also encourage staff members if they have any people that they know of that may want to volunteer as well. But we do it pretty similar to the board volunteer opportunities. We also put it on the back of our water bill as well.
Mm, okay.
So I guess you'll volunteer next.
No, I was just thinking of, possibly of doing like a volunteer brunch or something at the community center where you invite people in the community to come, and then you list the activities that you need for the year, who would like to sign up, whatever. So just,
We can certainly research that.
I don't know. I don't know how many people are reading these all the time, and I know they're out there. You give every opportunity to know that it's out there, but I don't know how many people are taking advantage of reading it and taking note of it. But
the town does offer us volunteers afterwards a dinner, which is very nice. But I like your idea, maybe having like the town hall type thing and have something, just coffee and cake and, get people to...
Like a town social, volunteer social or something.
Right. I think that's a good idea. What do you want from us right now, though, Jackie? I'm sorry.
Certainly. Just feedback if you would like me to research the cost, how much staffing we would need, kind of bring you back any kind of details specific to this item, because
okay.
We can always approach it later by the March meeting is when we would have to have all final decisions on any budget. But at this meeting, just a request if you'd like me to bring back any research.
Yeah, I think that would be a good idea, and even researching, having something to gather people, might be a good idea. David will have it at his house. So,
All right, so moving on to item number 2, which kind of ties into what we were just discussing, the reimagining Halloween events, specifically the Children's Halloween Party and Ghost of Ponds Past. So the Haunted Hayride is the high demand for our children's Halloween party. However, it requires at least 30 volunteers. For several months preceding this year's event, staff only had 2 confirmed volunteers, which creates operational challenges. Staff has begun considering a potential hybrid of Halloween event, combining the popular trunk or treat model with games in a shorter duration if volunteer thresholds cannot be met. Additionally, Ghost of Ponds Past remains well attended, but there is an increasing difficulty to recruit 6 volunteers it relies on. If you're not familiar with Ghost of Ponds Past, it's a walking tour through the Passetti Cemetery to hear the stories from those that are buried in that cemetery. Staff has explored the possibility of partnering with a theater company to professionally perform the production for Ghost of Ponds Past. Staff is requesting feedback on this item on whether to develop alternative Halloween format and explore a theater partnership for Ghost of Ponds Past.
I do have a question. If we would have a trunk or treat, where would you have that?
Yeah, so I'm proposing either parking lot, whether that's the lighthouse or Davies, the boat trailer lot, setting up those cars in the spaces and maybe every other one putting a game in between. Inviting our local organizations and other businesses to do a trunk or treat, but putting the games in between each one or even throughout the park as we normally do, keeping that theme.
That was one of my questions. Would you invite or use the same that we've done in the park as the trunk or treat. It wouldn't be individual parents or people or
correct.
Whatever.
Yeah, that's a great question. So it would be restricted to the local clubs and organizations that we currently do invite for Halloween now. And it has grown as well in that interest. We have what we call a trick-or-treat street that started maybe 3 years ago. And that started with, I think, three local clubs and organizations. And this past year, there were seven. So it's kind of a growing interest to become part of the trick-or-treat street. So that's where this kind of was developed, with seeing nearly every other city doing trunk or treat. So we kind of do a hybrid. But we would keep the same games if trunk or treaters, the people that want to set up their cars, if they want to use one of our past games, that's okay too. But does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. I'm just wondering if, I like how it is now. You know, everyone's together walking the path and they're not on a driveway or on a, you know, parking lot. I just feel it's more welcoming or nice. And if we're going to be doing the same thing, because all the organizations are giving out the candy and as they go by also, so it's kind of like a trunk or treat on tables, not on in a trunk, is what I'm saying. I don't know if that would help with the volunteers. I think we'd still have the same amount.
Yeah, so this kind of vision that I'm proposing, it's really just mitigating the issue of the hayride aspect, because that's the challenging part.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So the proposed vision would be to not have the haunted hayride, and in place having more tables for trick-or-treaters, more games and that sort of thing. And it's challenging because I like the hayride as well, but that's what requires the most volunteers. And for us to not know, we put a deadline as well. We put it out in August. We set a deadline of, hey, we need to know by this date. Otherwise, we have to rearrange the entire event. And that was 2 weeks before the event. So that's really pushing it sometimes for us. So that was the only challenge, is how to mitigate the hayride aspect.
Right.
Have we talked to the different high schools' performing arts programs?
Yes. Yes, we have.
We weren't able to get them.
No, especially this year. I think maybe one responded to us. We also reach out to local colleges, Embry-Riddle. They had about 20 until 2 weeks before, and they kind of, actually 1 week before, and they kind of canceled, I'm sure, to their own scheduling challenges as well. We've reached out to local theater groups, high school theater groups and drama clubs, mm-hmm. Boy Scout troops.
Huh.
Yeah. That's another reason, too, why we changed the date of the Halloween party, was because we've been told that we were at a conflicting date of Port Orange Halloween.
Right.
So we said, well, we need those volunteers, too, so why don't we have it on a different day? It's made a little bit of a difference, but not by much.
And I think the South Daytona still do their...
They do a trunk or treat,
they
a drive-through kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hmm.
Well, to me, it looks like if we can't get anybody, then we have to get rid of that hayride, you know, which is a shame because I think the kids love that part too. Anyone have any suggestions?
No, I'd hate to get rid... You know how it started, right, the hayride?
Oh, please inform the whole board.
No, go ahead.
Sherry Utter kept wanting... Well, I did, when I had my daughter, I took one room in the community center and haunted it. And we could turn on the lights if the kids were scared. And
right.
So we were doing that, and Sherry and Jim kept wanting it on our street. So we started doing it, and each neighbor would do something in their yard. Like the Knoxes would come out with the chainsaw and chase people, and then at the end of the street, we'd all do a performance, like we did the Monster Mash or from Rocky Horror Picture Show. And that's how it started. We did that for, and it was a lot because we'd start setting up days before. And then we'd have a barbecue at the Reyes house afterwards. And that's how it all started. And then that's when the Halloween party was up here at the community center. So they would just get on and drive down our street and go around. It was really great. And then it all moved down to the lighthouse. So I hate to see it go because everybody likes it. I'm just trying to think of what we could do. Gosh. And we've checked, like, with Kiwanis and all those.
Yes.
Gosh.
It's hard to get volunteers.
Can I speak?
Yeah.
When I was in nursing school, one of our qualifications that we had to do, one of the assignments we had to do, was do some community service, and we got credit for it. So I'm wondering if we can revisit this, the colleges, and see if somehow we can work with the professors to get credit for the students to actually come out.
That's a good
just
idea.
Just a thought.
Don't the high schools require that now, too?
Yes.
Yeah, extra credit.
Time? Yeah, credit. Yeah, because we've had a couple, Jackie, right, that have volunteered.
Yeah, and that's part of kind of a soft reminder that that's one of the benefits is community service hours. I don't know if maybe a harder reminder, but it's hard to voluntold people, you know,
yes.
if it's
yes.
part of their community service.
Can you get them for the, can you hear me? Because I don't want to, this thing. We get them for the parade. I mean, they send their bands and everything.
We pay them.
Oh, we pay them?
No.
Well, okay. Maybe if we give them a little incentive, they can send their drama groups. Is it a lot? It's just a thought. I mean, we get the bands, and each year I see more, and it's great.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe we could the arts, I mean, are getting cut in the county right and left, so if we have an incentive, maybe we can get somebody, the Athens Theater, or just a thought. All righty.
I don't think that we have that many teenage kids in town, or junior high, do we?
I had the stats several years ago.
Yeah.
It was more than I was expecting.
Really?
But it's the participation. I mean, that's how we see in our programs. We try to do, like, very specialized, you know, middle school audience.
Right, right.
There's not a whole lot of... So I don't know if it's on us, like, if we're not reaching their interest in the right way, or I really don't know.
Well, and I wanted to say that dealing with students is iffy. They might be really committed, you know, far in advance, but as the date comes closer, you know, like you mentioned with Emory Riddle, scheduling issues occur. So I know that's a problem when you try to use students.
Yeah. We even had a Girl Scouts troop for Ponce Preserves the Planet this past year. They were all excited and signed up, and just 2 days before, three of them got majorly sick, and they didn't have enough to come and participate. One of the chaperones, too. So even a sickness kind of takes them out.
Right.
But you're willing to pay an outside group to come in and do something, so couldn't we pay
I don't know what you were referring to as a
paying
the outside.
Oh, I thought they were talking about, you know.
Oh, that was for the Ghost of Past.
Oh, that's just for that one thing.
So that's part of this item discussion is do you guys want us to explore what that would cost for a theater company to put that performance on? That would be a separate event.
Yeah, because and they're looking for money because they're not getting anything. So
that could be part of the board's recommendation, too, if you want us to research what the, you know, suggested cost of offering clubs and whatever the board would like is what we're happy to research.
I get you.
Certainly.
They get that when they come and volunteer?
Yeah, so they have a form that we sign for their community service. We can add certifications of appreciation for our volunteer dinner, but or even after. It's kind of like an end-of-year celebration, I guess. But whatever the board
I wonder
like.
Even at the end of the year at the schools, at the high schools, at the whatever, that we show up and give them the certificate when they're getting it at their award ceremony.
Okay, cool. Whatever the board would like to kind of direct us.
Yeah, check that out.
Okay.
The other thing was, I think, yes, I would say, if you don't mind, finding out the cost for the Ghosts of Ponce Past. Just don't wonder, we have someone in Garden Club that's part of an acting group. I wonder if she could get people. I'll check that one out for you.
Thank you.
Okay, and see if she knows of anybody, because she lives here in town, too, so she might be able to head us in the right direction to do something as a volunteer so it doesn't cost us anything.
So then what I'm hearing on item two, a consensus would be to draft up some appreciation awards, kind of discuss that at the next meeting.
Correct.
Of us attending the school during their award ceremonies, research Ghost of Ponce Past cost for a theater group, and then potentially the Garden Club as well.
And for the hayride, too.
Oh, okay, and for the hayride. Did I miss anything on item number two?
That's it, I think. Okay. Anything else for item number two, people? Okay. The expansion of the town holiday decorations, item three, and they looked fabulous this year.
Thank you. That was a big highlight for our department this year. So for the 2025 town tree lighting, council and this board supported funding for the professional holiday decorator, which focused solely on Pollard Park due to the $10,000 budget. Staff received very positive feedback on quality and presentation, and have also received inquiries about exploring decorations beyond the park, including town hall, fire station, and other visible areas. Utilizing professional decorator saved approximately 100 man hours of decorating work, as well as an estimated $3,500 from a prior cost estimation. If an outside vendor is not selected for expansion, staff estimates at least $3,000 to minimally maintain in-house decorations that were placed out this year townwide. Staff is requesting feedback on whether to research expanding decoration options, prioritizing locations and cost for that such expansion.
Well, I think that they did a great job. It helped out our staff too. I would say yes to all that you're requesting. Anyone else?
No, I support that.
Yeah, just to research that. That would be great. Thank you, Jackie.
Yeah. All right. And that makes it a little easier, too. We have a contract with the vendor that we use this year, so it's a matter of what else do you guys have up your sleeves?
Oh, good idea.
So item number four, and that would be the bleacher bench between pickleball and basketball courts. Recently, league play and spectator attendance have increased along the pickleball courts. Spectators sit along the sidewalk, which creates safety and accessibility concerns. An extended bleacher-style bench along the grass buffer between the basketball and the pickleball courts would provide dedicated seating. This would avoid removing mature trees, stay clear of the cell tower utility easement, and maximize limited available space to serve both pickleball and basketball. For this item, staff is requesting feedback on whether to pursue design concepts and cost estimates for this bleacher bench option.
Can we use the money that we had gotten from the tower?
I believe so. I'd have to verify and confirm, but I believe that's a potential.
And the construction of these benches, they can't get hot, you know, whatever they make it out of, the glass and... You know, I think it's a nice idea to have some place for people to sit and watch. And it's not going to impede the other courts, right?
Correct, yeah. So I don't know if anybody's familiar. So the basketball court to the sidewalk, there's a very small grass buffer, and that's where we would plan
on placing it.
For the, I believe, the extension, hopefully the extension of the entire basketball court.
Well, that would be good. So it's one of those things you could face either way.
Mm-hmm. Yes, correct.
Mm. Oh, good.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I mean.
Yes, please.
Consensus to all.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Right, everyone okay
yes.
with that?
Yes, okay. Yes, yes.
Great, thank you. And then item number five, lastly, this item is to discuss any new or previously explored items. It's an opportunity to select key projects and prioritize those that align with town goals. At this time, I'd like to open the discussion if any board members have any proposed items for staff to research with prioritizing town goals.
Anybody? With talk about budget gets me nervous, so I like to maintain what we already have and improve, go ahead.
I had a question as far as, you know, at Sunset Park and Wilbur Wetland Park, There is no bathrooms, and it seems like those are getting utilized more frequently. Would it be possible to do research in the bathrooms for those areas, whether or not it's feasible?
Staff can research that. I don't know how feasible it would be, but...
Those are two parks that don't have it. I know there's three parks that don't have them.
Sunset Park is so little.
Yeah.
And then now you're on their other property, yeah, and all of that stuff.
Yeah, not a lot of area there. That's the same as the one in Wilbur Wetland Park. That's not
that's even smaller,
area.
Yeah.
That's even smaller, so yeah. Go before you go.
But Wilbur Wetland Park is actually bigger than Sunset.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just you have a lot of fishermen at the Sunset Park. The other one, you have kayakers launched from there. And
so
they are cutting the tree a little bit because it's, as I go past there, you can see it slowly opening up.
Are you envisioning, like, all facilities, hand washing, toilets?
Basically, maybe
a port-a-john.
Yeah, I don't know if you want to. Well, would you want to do that?
No.
For pots? No.
No, I wouldn't. I don't.
No, maybe a his and her type bathroom, not something big.
I'm no engineer, so I don't know how that would facilitate
yeah, I don't
those
know
smaller
if that's
parks.
Gonna...
If the board would like us to, we can research if that's feasible. I don't know.
Yeah.
Off the top of my head.
I was just bringing it up because, like I say, I see those two parks seem to be getting used more frequently.
Well, Sunset Park, they can always walk down to the hatch to use the bathroom if they have to.
Do that, I know.
Are they okay with that?
They're pretty good. I mean, people really don't. I mean, you walk in and make a left and you're into the restroom, so I don't think... And I've never seen anyone down there, but that does remind me. That is, I had a complaint from a neighbor. Sunset Park is a public park. And apparently there's been some people that have been going down on a weekend from out of town, and they are setting up a camp there with... you know, like an overhang and all of that stuff, and they're fishing, and they have told my neighbor that they couldn't come on, that they were there first. Mm-hmm. So I suggested that she come and talk to the authorities, you know, about that. So
nice.
I don't know if anyone else has seen that, but she's seen it a couple of weeks.
I'll have to keep an eye on it.
Yeah.
Because I ride my bike down through there.
It's on the weekend that these people come. So,
I can bring it to the attention of the code enforcement division.
Oh, good idea, too. Thank you.
Because there is no reservation system.
No, there's no reservation. No. And anyone's allowed on there, but they were told, no, we were here first and we're fishing. And
now down there at the Sunset Park, do we have any problems with the neighbors as far as people moving onto their property? I know there's construction there. They're working on their seawalls. Because there is a small area where people could actually go across there.
I haven't heard of any issues.
Okay, as long as there's no issues. Like I said, it's one of the things that I had seen a sign there that one of the neighbors had put a sign up, no trespassing. And that's why I wondered if there was a problem at some point in time.
None that I have heard.
Okay.
Okay, my suggestion, and I see where you're going, Les, with this, but as far as money for budget and all of that, I don't know if we want Jackie to spend time on finding out about bathrooms for these, you know, three little places at this point, since we have so many other things going on, you know, to maintain and all of that.
Certainly, so. Whatever the board... If anybody else has ideas,
anyone else have an opinion on
consensus? I don't think we need bathrooms there. But I mean, it would be nice.
It would be nice, yes. But I don't know if it's necessary, and I don't really want to see structures, you know, at all these parks.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah, because they do have bathrooms at the police station that people could use, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Restrooms.
I don't know about the police station, especially on weekends.
But they have here.
They have restrooms here.
Yeah.
So. Okay. Anyone else for anything else you want researched? I think we gave you enough.
Great. Thank you very much.
Okay. Oh, moving on to the 2026 meeting dates. Stephanie, thank you. I do have one question. April 6th, it's the day after Easter. That does not affect me. It's okay, but I don't know if a lot of people go away or...